Chapter 1 Noah had seen a lot of dead bodies in his time. He didn't know how many, and he refused to keep count. In some ways, all dead bodies were the same. Sure, each one had once been a unique individual, but the eyes were always a duplicate of the ones before. It was true. When a person died, the light did go out, as if someone had flipped an internal switch in the body. The glow of life was turned off, and no one was home anymore. Noah crouched next to the body. The clouded, blue, dead eyes of a man, probably in his late 30s or early 40s, stared back at him. He looked around the alley where the body had been found. Two brick buildings, devoid of windows, stood on each side of the alley. A perfect setting for making sure there weren't any witnesses. Any lights that had illuminated the area from street lamps or overhead security features had ceased to exist a long time ago. At night, the place would be pitch black, making anyone passing the mouth of the alley oblivious to what was happening in that space. Any sounds could be explained as rats scurrying, or cats fighting or fucking. Both sounded the same to him. In a nutshell, this was a perfect kill site. An experienced predator had done its dirty work here. Noah stood up and rubbed his face. He had had a long day and looked forward to getting home. He turned to the detective in charge of the case, Matt Wilson. "This isn't one of mine," Noah said, his voice a deep rumble. Noah was considered one of the best independent murder investigators and criminal profilers in the United States. He was often called to help assist with cases all over the states, providing insight. But today's body find had been different. Noah had put the word out on the West Coast that he was looking for a specific murderer with a special modus operandi on the kill, and if any detectives could let him know about any bodies that fit the kill description, it would be greatly appreciated. It just so happened that this man with the dead blue eyes staring up at him died in downtown Reno, Nevada, which was about 40 minutes outside of where Noah resided, in Fernley, Nevada. The detective had contacted Noah about the body, and as luck had it, Noah had been in Reno.
"I was hoping it was your guy,"
Detective Wilson said quietly, rubbing the bald spot on his head, then hiking up his slacks over his slightly rounded belly.
"We've had a couple of these turn up, and I'm beginning to worry about a serial killer. It's always the same M.O., throat ripped open. I know you said you were looking for a killer who liked to slice throats, so I thought you should take a look."
Noah nodded and ran his fingers through his short, brown, wavy hair. At 6'8" and 270 pounds of hard mass and unrefined power, he dwarfed everyone in the alley. He pushed his black sunglasses up on his straight nose, looked to the sky, and let the late afternoon sun warm his already tan skin. He scratched at his face, rubbing his strong jaw. He hadn't bothered to shave, so he had more than a 5 o'clock shadow going on, and it was beginning to get on his nerves. He had to get moving before it turned to night.
"I appreciate the call," Noah said, stuffing his hands into the front pocket of his jeans, his Ed Hardy t-shirt peeking out from his hip-length leather jacket. He didn't bother to tell the detective that he would most likely never catch the person or persons responsible for the deaths that were happening in downtown Reno. If Noah had told the detective that vampires were responsible for the body lying at his feet, or that Noah himself wasn't of this planet, he was certain his reputation would take a hit that it couldn't recover from. As far as humans were concerned, vampires and beings from other universes were mythical creatures of horror stories and blockbuster films, not actual entities living among them. Noah had been around long enough to know that vampires cleaned up their own messes, and they were pretty efficient at their job. They didn't want humans to know of their existence. Noah didn't want humans to know about his existence either. He was familiar with the alien the American government kept in Area 51. Man, that poor bastard had been put through the ringer. And Noah often wondered if he was still alive, or if they had finally killed him with all of their testing. No, Humans weren't going to find out about him and his fellow warriors walking around on Earth, and he was very careful to make sure that never happened. He paid his taxes and obeyed most laws, except for speed limits. He liked driving fast. He minded his P's and Q's because he wasn't signing up to be studied in the name of science and all that other crap. The human lying on the concrete at his feet had been a victim of a vampire that was a little overzealous, as vampires didn't kill humans. The vampire species would take care of their own problems, just as his own species was trying to do, and failing miserably, he noted. But Noah didn't like to think about that. Noah put his hand on the detective's shoulder and smiled. "Thanks again, man. You let me know if anything else turns up around here. I'm looking for a slicer. My guy is neat and tidy, not like this guy. Single slice, not pieces of the throat missing." He cringed internally that he could refer to a killer as neat and tidy. They said their goodbyes, and Noah made his way over to his black Escalade. He slid into the black leather seat, shut the door, and looked through the heavily tinted front window. He closed his eyes for a moment, bothered at the fact that the dead no longer affected him. He used to get upset. He used to have nightmares. A few times, he had even found a quiet corner so his lunch could evacuate his body with a little privacy. But that was long, long ago. Now, he didn't even flinch, no matter the condition of the body. He had been at this too long, and he knew it. 211 years was too long for anyone to do one thing. He didn't feel much of anything anymore. He felt no morose for the dead. He sure as shit wasn't happy. And he was bone-fucking-weary tired. Exhausted. He felt like his soul was being sucked dry. He was going through the motions of living here on Earth, keeping his mind focused on one thing, finding the killers from his race. He opened his eyes again and gazed at the sky through the car's windshield. Dusk was upon them. He needed to get out of reach of anyone who might want to talk to him. When the sun fully set, his eyes would turn a blazing orange. Not easy to explain that one. Sure, he could wear his sunglasses, but in a nutshell, he had never seen a guy wearing sunglasses at night that wasn't blind, who didn't look like an asshole, and he didn't need to draw any attention to himself. He jammed the key into the ignition and pulled away from the curb, not really looking forward to his long drive home.